We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mock draft of the day, the Donnie mock of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
And this one comes from Malzie's buddy, Peter Schrager.
Ooh.
He has put out, this is, believe it or not, his first one. It's a Schrager 1.0.
He's got a lot of time on his hands right now. Because Good Morning Football.
I'm not going to kick him when he's down.
You're probably still getting paid, Chris.
That's why I'm not going to kick him, because he's
not
even down.
That doesn't sound down. That sounds great, in a way. You're just still getting paid. There's way less work on your
plate.
This
sounds like sour grapes.
You know you're in good shape.
Aren't Schrager's parents famous? Doesn't he have like very famous parents who are like in the media industry?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I saw
they were the creators of the hit 1980s television show
Elf.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Thank you.
I think he does though, and I read a big feature about how he did all this legwork and it's, you know, to create sources and everything, and all I could think of was, man, didn't he probably have like zero pressure on him?
You know what Malzie hates? People that were born on third base. If you were born on third base.
No, that's not true. Not in every case. Noah Eagle deserves what he's gotten so far because he's very good.
Okay, I get it. Not in every case. Applies to anything and everything, but for the most part,
I hate the fawning. I hate the fawning that's done as if those people have the same stakes with some of their early career decisions as people who weren't born on third base.
So this is Schrager's mock draft, Donnie.
Yeah, and just his first one, maybe his only one. I don't know if he'll release another one in the next 8 days, or I guess 9 days. Yeah,
Donnie, just 10-second interlude here. Pony, don't you as a blue-collar guy hate the born on third base types too?
Not a fan. Yeah.
Okay. I was checking. I wanted to check your blue-collar bona fides. Okay, Donnie.
So, Schrager has four quarterbacks right off the bat, which would be NFL history.
Yeah, it's going to go Williams. I'm assuming Williams, Daniels, May, and McCarthy.
A trade-up for McCarthy by a team. Okay.
And there was a trade-up to number four from the New York Football Giants.
Pony, do you still even have affinity for them, or are they kind of dead to you?
They just run the team into the ground. And plus, once you beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl, and I get to live that and experience it,
it's gravy.
It's as good as it gets.
It's now gravy.
Yeah.
I actually have started to believe, Donnie, just another side note about him, I've started to believe that Pittsburgh teams really are his true number ones now. I do believe that.
I mean,
think he watched that Mets game last night, even though they were his team growing up, disgusted with the Pirates, not happy for the Mets.
I didn't watch the Mets game last night. I watched the Penguins game in full, then I watched the other games finish, and then I had to come into work this morning and watch the Pirates and Mets game back.
You watched it at work?
Yeah. That's what I was doing in that little booth. I didn't want to distract you guys.
Okay.
Continue.
Maserati Marv, number 5. Adunze, number 6. He doesn't have Malik Nabers going until number 9, which I think is a little bit surprising because people have him ahead of Harrison now.
I'd love to get my paws on either one of those three guys. I think
Adunze will be the best pro of the three.
I don't want to argue with you on that, Chris. I think that this draft class of wide receivers, those three guys, will be the equivalent of the 04 quarterback draft, but at wide receiver, where the first three guys are all Hall of Fame or borderline Hall of Fame players. Harrison, Nabers, Adunze.
I like that take a lot, actually. I'm not going to steal it, though.
I'll go with a take that you guys can steal if you want. If I had to pick one guy outside those three wide receivers to be better than all of them, Thomas from LSU.
Continue, Donnie.
So you want to take a look at where some of the offensive linemen went, maybe the corners?
Yeah.
Alt, no surprise. He's the first one.
Titans.
Seven.
Eight.
We don't get another tackle until 13. Foshan, who goes to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Fuaga goes to the Saints. By the way, Arnold from Alabama, the corner, went 11 to the Vikings.
So Quinyon Mitchell is still out there right now as yep. you speak.
So you get four consecutive offensive linemen here. Latham is 15 after Fuaga. The Bears trade with the Colts.
Okay.
Fatanu, to the
tomato,
Seahawks
tomato.
At 16. Then Quinyon Mitchell to the Jags at 17. Tyler Guyton, 19, to the Rams.
And?
So the Steelers up at number 20.
So all the centers are out there in this draft. Barton's out there. Powers Johnson is out there.
Frazier.
You've got Frazier out there.
Mims
You've got
has
Mims
not been
still
picked
out
yet.
There.
Tyler Guyton.
Just went to the Rams,
just
he said.
Guyton, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
All right.
The defensive tackles are out there.
So the Steelers at number 20. Brian Thomas Jr.
LSU.
From LSU, Malzie. The man he just mentioned.
Even though I said I think he's got the physical traits to be better than all those big three wide receivers, I would not love that pick.
Really?
Because I'm pretty dead set on it. Better be O-line or corner.
Have you watched his highlight
yes,
tape?
Yes, I know it's absurd.
Well, if this happens, watch it again, and then let's see if you maintain your opinion on him.
Well, you know part of my reasoning for like not wanting a first-round wideout is I just wonder if this offense will take advantage of two big
He looks like Martavis Bryant with an actual brain is what I see in this guy. And
wasn't Martavis's big crime? He just loved marijuana.
And he also had some other things going on in his life that took away from football, but I'm not going to get into that because I don't know if I'm allowed to. But you and me have said things like Martavis Bryant had more gifts, physical gifts, than Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm. He did. That was inarguable.
This guy...
Is he more physically gifted than George Pickens?
Thomas?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. I think so, dude.
That's pretty gifted.
I think so. The only, in all the quote-unquote work I've done on Thomas, the only thing that sticks with me is their one game against Alabama, so when they went up against McKinstry and Arnold and that great Nick Saban defense, he had three catches for 36 yards. And Neighbors had a huge game. So there were opportunities
well, Larry
Fitzgerald
there. Got held down by Miami in his last year at Pitt.
Right, but okay, the difference there is it wasn't like Yogi Roth had a big day.
I was just going to say, Pitt did have Yogi Roth.
Okay. Like, they shut everybody down. There was a wide receiver who ate that day against Alabama. It just wasn't Brian Thomas. But he is a specimen, man.
Grade that pick if it actually happened. Mims is still on the board, and all three centers are there.
I give it an A-. I think, because... I just think if you add him, there's a chance a year from now he's the best weapon in your offense. And look.
Man, George Pickens, if that happened, might delete his Instagram altogether.
Yeah, I think we should factor in what his immediate thoughts would be, and I bet they wouldn't be too positive.
But what would his thoughts be if they traded for Brandon Ayuk?
What did Martavis tweet
right.
when Juju got drafted, or who was it?
It was him and Sammy Coates, I want to say.
He's not coming to take my job
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
That's Sammy Coates' job.
Sammy Coates coaching wide receivers now at a small college in Virginia, by the way.
Is he teaching them how to make catches with,
he coaches
with
his
chest and not his hands?
He coaches them all the way through the point in the drill where they're supposed to catch the ball, and then he screams out, "You're on your own."
He doesn't have Mims going until 25. He has Barton going right after at 26.
Yeah.
Does not have Powers Johnson. He has Mr. Frazier at 29 to the Lions.
I keep going back to this, guys.
Don't they have Ragnow?
They do.
How old's Ragnow?
Maybe 28, 29.
They thinking about positional versatility or something?
Frazier doesn't play anywhere else.
That's right. He's a pure center. I'll keep going back to this. Every time we see a mock that doesn't have JPJ in the first round, I just keep wondering if it's going to be plausible for the Steelers to get Mims or whoever, like, right, say tackle at 20, and then the JPJ slide becomes so bizarre that they barely have to move up to get him in the second. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
I'm also starting to think, like, the hypothetical Bills trade, if they do that, and then it's their options are, like, Frazier or JPJ, they traded back 8 spots, and they still get one of those guys.
Brian Thomas could get picked at 20. It's just there's a chance it's by another team.
Okay, let me ask you this, Pony. Yeah. Let me just specifically direct this to you then. You just waxed rhapsodic about Mr. Thomas. If they traded back shrewdly and got guys they still wanted at 28, would you be loath to do that if it's giving Brian Thomas to Josh Allen?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd still want the better second-round pick in that trade with Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.